Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is The Art of Being Well. What's up, everyone? It's Dr. Will Cole, and welcome to The Art of Being Well. I am a leading functional medicine expert. I get to consult people around the world via webcam. I started one of the first functional medicine telehealth centers in the world over a decade ago, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, which is my newest book, and Ketotarian, and The Inflammation Spectrum. If you want to learn more about my books, my clinical work, the telehealth center, and there's lots of free resources there as well, you can check it all out at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. All right, let's get to today's guest. She is a brilliant human being, dear friend of mine, Alyssa Goodman. She is legendary in the wellness space. She is a holistic nutritionist and lifestyle cleanse expert. After being diagnosed with cancer in her 30s and then losing her husband to his own fight with cancer, Alyssa quit her job at Vogue to study holistic nutrition. Fast forward a number of years, and she has helped thousands of clients manage their own health issues. Alyssa has created several successful cleanses, including her own developed SOUP, or Soup Cleanse, in Los Angeles, and her digital 7-day reset cleanse. Her Super Seed bars from the Soup Cleanse are also sold online nationwide. We talk about inflammation, we talk about gut health, we talk about souping, so much in this conversation. We also talk about her favorite green juice recipes and what she has seen with these juice recipes. We're talking about what a detoxing journey looks like and what that even means when we talk about detox. We use that word flippantly sometime. Well, Alyssa sets the record straight on what exactly that means, if you should do it, and if you should, how you should do it. We also talk about how trauma affects our health and learning how to honor yourself as a person and really how that is the genesis of sustainable wellness. We talk about psilocybin, or psychedelic mushrooms, and her experience with them and how they have helped her revamp her wellness and so much more. All right, let's get to the conversation. Alyssa Goodman, where have you been all my life?
I've been with you. Like, it's like, I met you prior to even meeting you physically. Oh. You were in my energy space way before I even physically got a chance to meet you in person. So I mean, just everything that you preach and talk about and is everything that I love.
Yeah. We're cut from the same cloth, as they say. And serendipitously, or, synchronistically, maybe, as it was, we were sat, thanks to Jason Wacom of Mind Body Green, we were sat at this right next to each other at an event in LA years ago, a few years ago. And yeah, it was such an awesome night, and it was such a great time to meet you. And And now it's been a blessing to know you.
I ditto that with you. So I just think that with what we do for a living and, you know, how I like to like function in my life and what I'm trying to do for myself and my clients and people around me, it's just so beautiful to have people like yourself, you know, diving in like deeper into all this health and root and, you know, to find out what can really elevate people. I'm just really don't, I'm not happy with the status quo.
Yeah, me either. So let's elevate the people. Let's elevate the people this conversation. I know they will be. So let's talk about your journey into this space of health and wellness. Go back to what was your impetus? What was the catalyst for you to be here where you're at today?
I'm going to cut to the chase because it's a long story. You know, when I was born, I had a low white blood cell count and a low immunity. So, you know, in those days, I'm 61. So crazily, they didn't know what to do with someone with a low immunity in those days. But other than, you know, make sure you get enough sleep. And they didn't even know diet-wise what to do with me. So I got sick a lot and I was labeled a sick kid growing up. And I always felt behind the eight ball emotionally because I was always tired and I was using sugar and food to, you know, elevate, try to get my energy levels up. And my parents were type A and very successful. So I followed in their footsteps. So I was always overcompensating schoolwork, work, and again, getting sick a ton. And basically at 32, it all kind of culminated to being diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And that was a big wake-up call. And it almost was so incredible in regards to it was scary, but also it was incredible because it gave me a break, my first break in life, to really take care of myself and go, wow, this isn't working. You know, overcompensating, not sleeping, you know, not feeling good about myself, not eating well, not, you know, really taking care of myself emotionally, spiritually, all of that was, you know, what culminated into this diagnosis. So I went to see three doctors and one of them, which was fascinating at the time, was way ahead of his time. He basically said to me, you know, it was an early stage of Hodgkin's lymphoma. And he said, do you love what you do for a living? Do you love your life? Are you happy? Do you feel at peace? And I, none of those things even, you know, resonated with me. I was like, what is that? What is happiness? What is peace?
Why is he asking me these questions?
Yeah, and why is he asking me that? But I burst into tears and I was like, I'm not happy. I'm not, you know, feeling at peace. And that's when everything started to unfold for me. And I went into therapy and I started, you know, searching for that peace and that happiness and really trying to elevate myself to take care of me first and foremost, because that wasn't happening. As we know, a lot of people don't do that. You know, they take care of everybody else, but they don't take care of themselves. So
especially moms, especially women.
Yeah. Women are so, and we're just trained that way. And also I was trained, you know, I was brought up that that was selfish too.
Right. Absolutely. It's what society and culture and families kind of impart, sadly.
Yes. Yeah. To put yourself first, even though they say that on the airplane, you know, we just don't do it at all. So I ended up, I chose not to do chemo. I did half the radiation. I ended up kind of, it was really a scary process, but I just felt my intuition was telling me that this is the direction to go. I did acupuncture, became a vegan, started juicing, did colonics. I mean, LA was a great place. I had just moved from New York to LA to like dive into all of this. It was Scooches before Whole Foods. Like, you know, I definitely, I went to see naturopaths. I mean, I went energy healers, like it all started back then. And it was definitely an adventure. And I did heal. But then like 13 years later, my husband was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at 43 and a half and did the whole Western route to bone marrow transplants. And he died of fungal pneumonia at 45 years old. So that was another wake up call. It was like, holy shit. Like I have now two girls that are 10 and seven and they're both, their parents had cancer. And I just was like, I need to get my shit together. Really? Yeah. You know, I need to get strong and healthy. I'm a single mom now. And I know that they're going to be afraid that they might even automatically get cancer because it's in the family. So that's when I went on the real venture of went back to school and got certified in Eastern and Western nutrition and really wanted to just get healthy for myself and them. Mm-hmm. And then I got hired by Cafe Gratitude in LA, had come down from San Francisco, and I put a food delivery program together for them, like a 5-day, did it for like 4.5 years. And then I did one for M Cafe, another restaurant, a macrobiotic restaurant in LA. And I did a little bit of work for a cleanse for Erewhon. And I just got in, started getting into it and was fascinated by the whole arena of wellness. And I started feeling better and better. And things I was experimenting with, supplements and blood work and doctors like yourself, you know, was coming along in my path. Mm-hmm. And it was changing my life. So I'm obsessed with it all.
You are a health aficionado. I mean, you, everybody that's listening to this right now, I mean, there's nobody that walks the walk more than you. You really are immersed in this and you really live out the things you talk about. Element is a tasty electrolyte drink mix with everything you need and nothing you don't. That means lots of salt with no sugar. Element is formulated to help anyone with their electrolyte needs and is perfectly suited to folks following a keto, low carb, paleo diet, or you just want to feel better. Element really fills in the gaps. Element contains a science-backed electrolyte ratio. This is really important. It has 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium, all crucial for electrolyte balance, with none of the junk. No sugar, no coloring, no artificial ingredients, no gluten, no fillers, no BS. Electrolyte deficiency or imbalances can cause symptoms like headaches, cramps, fatigue, and weakness. Electrolytes also play a critical role in many other health conditions and serve other functions. For people with POTS or postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, which I see a lot of clinically, it's associated with many different autoimmune issues as well. And overall, just supporting brain and mental health, people that are breastfeeding, and regulating appetite and curbing cravings. Definitely, electrolytes are crucial. Basically, everyone needs electrolytes, especially those on low-carb diets or just reducing sugar, or people that are practicing intermittent fasting or extended fasting, or anybody that's physically active or you sweat a lot. Electrolytes are very important. According to the FDA, over 70% of sodium in the U.S. diet is consumed from packaged and processed foods. When you adopt a whole foods diet, you are eliminating processed foods and sodium from your diet. Now, I don't recommend you reintroducing processed foods, but not replacing the sodium can negatively impact your health and how you feel. You can try it totally risk-free. If you don't like it, you can share it with a salty friend. We all have those. And they will give you your money back. No questions asked. I drink Element every day when I'm consulting patients at my functional medicine telehealth center. You will see me with my big mason jar filled with water and Element. As a member of our community, Element has a very special offer for you. Claim your free Element sample pack. You only cover the cost of shipping. Get yours at drinkelement.com/artofbeingwell. That's drinkelment.com/artofbeingwell. This episode is brought to you by Public Goods, the one-stop shop for sustainable, high-quality, everyday essentials made from clean ingredients at an affordable price. Everything from coffee to toilet paper and shampoo to pet food, Public Goods is your new everything store, thoughtfully designed for the conscious consumer. Rather than buying from a bunch of single product brands, Public Goods members can buy all of their premium essentials in one place with one beautiful, streamlined aesthetic. Public Goods searches the globe to find clean, healthy, eco-friendly, and very innovative products. I love so many of my Public Goods products. My favorite, we love their cleaning products. At the telehealth center, we clean everything here with Public Goods products, and I also use them at my own home. They ethically source and obsessively develop each of their products to be free of unhealthy ingredients and harmful additives that are still common on drug and grocery store shelves. They are committed to making their products very healthy and safe for humans, animals, and the environment. Knowing what's in our products and where they come from is important. Small changes in the way we shop can make a big impact on personal health and the world at large. They use a membership model to keep costs low and pass on even more savings to their customers. Best of all, you can make your first purchase with no obligation. They plant one tree for every order placed and incorporate sustainability into every part of the company. Join hundreds of thousands of others who have switched to their new Everything store. I worked out an awesome deal just for my listeners. Receive $15 off your first public goods order with no minimum purchase. That's right. They are so confident that you will absolutely love their products and come back again and again that they are giving you $15 to spend on your first purchase. You have nothing to lose. Just go to publicgoods.com/WillCole or use code WillCole at checkout. That's publicgoods.com/WillCole, no spaces, to receive $15 off your first order.
I'm Arielle Lori, host of the Blonde Files podcast, where every Wednesday I cover all things wellness. After nearly dying from drugs and alcohol 6 years ago, I've been on a mission to live my best, most fulfilled life, and I'm sharing everything with you. From how to achieve optimal health, well-being, and fulfillment, to the best beauty tips and even cosmetic procedures, I cover it all with raw, candid conversations with experts and inspirational guests. Make sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.
Let me back up a little bit. Is there obviously nothing wrong, nothing negative about 61, but you don't look, I mean, whatever 61 is supposed to, you look like in your 20s. I mean, people have to tell that to you all the time, right? I mean, that's like, you're what? I mean, and that's part of our culture, right? The accelerated aging, that when you see someone so youthful and glowing like you, it's rare and that's sad. But can you tell me about that? Like, what's the secret? People want to know.
You're right. I mean, I feel like I didn't look like this at 30 or 40 or 50. No way. Because I didn't have that peace or that self-worth or that love for myself. There's a bunch of secrets. I guess they're not really secrets. They're not, everybody would know what to do, but it really is. It's the first is loving yourself. You got to get to a place where you honor yourself, that you are important, that you have a place on this earth, that there's a reason why you're here, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. But you know, to have love for yourself and really say that you love yourself is huge. I think that for myself really calms down my type A personality and gets me back in my body. And, you know, meditating is something that I do regularly. I have journaled for years. I have a lot of anxiety because I am type A and a lot of trauma that has happened in my life with a lot of health issues and all sorts of things. But I journal a ton. I try to get those feelings out on paper so that, you know, they're not recirculating in my system. Mm-hmm. It's taken a lot of years. I mean, I am a huge, you know, plant rich girl. I don't only eat, you know, vegan. I eat animal as well, but I do 80% of my diet.
Plant forward.
Yeah. And I'm a huge juicer. Like, I've been juicing since I had cancer. Now I'm a big greens girl. I just do simple juices like celery, cucumber, lemon, ginger, you know, almost daily, just because we have an intercellular dehydration epidemic going on. So I think hydration, we know that's the master cleansing agent, hydration. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're just massively dehydrated, even though we have all this water at our fingertips. So that's been a big thing, you know, eating really healthy, sleeping, really getting in touch with my sleep. And I did have insomnia for a year and a half. And I think, to be honest, that was probably the worst than the cancer, that insomnia. But what happened then was I realized that I had been pushing myself so hard and overcompensating and not loving myself that I hit a wall.
Mm. How did you overcome the insomnia?
This is fascinating, but I basically did plant medicine. I did psilocybin with a really, really good friend of mine who was my shaman, who I've known for 10 years. And, you know, I just knew that emotionally I wasn't doing well. My dad had just passed away. And I think there was just stuff that was coming up that I had not dealt with. Mm-hmm. And after the first journey on the psilocybin, I started sleeping again.
So people, for people that don't know, psilocybin is the, it's a basically mushroom, medicinal mushrooms, right?
Yes.
So what, one session. Was it like microdosing or what's
the
target?
It was a real journey. And what I saw, Will, was I got to actually viscerally feel that life was going to be okay. So my whole life, I never really felt like it was going to be okay. I was always looking over my shoulder, like what else was going to happen if it wasn't a health issue or it was an emotional issue or, you know, I never felt safe. I never felt like life had my back. And on the journey, I saw, like I remember saying to my shaman going, really, life could be this calm. It could be like, it's going to be okay. And then I also got to see like my girls were going to be okay. Yes, there's going to be shit that's going to happen and come along the way, you know, for all of us. But that overall, the universe had my back. And I know that sounds so, you know, LA and very like out there, but
yeah, it's a spiritual principle, you know, and it, you're absolutely right. I mean, so one session, psilocybin with a shaman, I mean, that you can't get more LA than that. I mean, that's pretty, my shaman.
Right, my shaman and my psilocybin and my plant medicine. And also, you know, at like I did it when I was 58. So my girls were like, you know, I never did drugs growing up, but I did it. I never could do the even THC stuff. It always made me anxious. So I was definitely nervous about doing it, but it was so profound. It changed my life. It got me back in touch with myself. It made me realize how powerful I am in a, you know, not in an ego way, but in a spiritual way, and how much I wanted to give back to the world and really show people how they don't have to age. They could, their life can get better as they age. Yes. Now, there was a little caveat in there. I do have hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's.
Yes, I know.
And you've dealt with, you know, a lot of people with that, of course, and it seems to be the fastest growing autoimmune disease out there, right?
Yeah.
But I had gone off my thyroid medication. I was working with the medical medium. And I felt so great that I weaned myself off. But my thyroid numbers on my blood work weren't great. So my my functional doctor kept saying, hey, do you want to go back on meds? And I was really resisting it. So I think the combination of my numbers being out of whack and, you know, my emotional state when I hit that insomnia was a factor. And I did something a little obscure. I don't recommend this for everybody. This is, but I had found a bovine thyroid supplement from New Zealand that I just discovered. And I also started taking it at the same time I did the journey. And my numbers went right back into alignment. So I'm not like, you know, I don't want to like say that that's the way to go. For me, for
this
some
is
reason,
your journey.
That was my journey. And I was able to like get my numbers, you know, still my functional doctor doesn't like this supplement of mine because it's not, you know, you don't know how much
of the T4 and T3.
That are in there. So, but it's worked for me. Plus I definitely support my thyroid. I mean, my ferritin levels are where they need to be, you know, my
stress. And you're getting your levels tested, right? Yeah. I mean, you're getting your thyroid levels tested. So you know what you're doing.
Consistently.
Yeah. And I want to interject real fast about the psilocybin. Anybody that has any questions or wants to learn more about psychedelics, psilocybin or medicinal mushrooms, these type of things, I recommend looking into MAPS. They're doing a lot of research. And Will Sue is another great resource. There's a lot of physicians and a lot of researchers that are looking into this. I just wanted to put that caveat. Talk with your doctor about these things. So,
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. There's some like doctors, some doctors here that are actually doing it. So always do it with a shaman. Always do it with somebody who is really well trained in this. Yeah.
Sure. So but go on. Sorry.
I was just going to say, I mean, I've just seen with a lot of clients and like friends, this has been life changing for them, you know, with depression, with anxiety, with PTSD, as you know, and with health issues, you know, they're being able to really actually, you know, get themselves back into a state that feels calmer and they, you know, get themselves back into their body. Really. We're so out of body, right? We're walking around like our heads here, our bodies here.
Distracted. Not grounded and distracted. That's
so we're living in fight or flight mode, right?
Yeah.
We're just constantly, we're not in a parasympathetic nervous system place. We're not calm. So
Yeah, 100%. Something that a few things that I want to unpack on that are tools within your toolbox to heal and to glow. One of them is the green juices that you mentioned. And I've heard you refer to them as liquid IV of nutrients. So tell us about that. What's the best green juices and what are some tips that you recommend for that?
So interestingly, you know, when the medical medium started doing his celery juice, you know, it started to pick up of like 4 years ago. I mean, people were like having just amazing results. And I feel personally that they were having results because the celery is so full of minerals, vitamins and minerals, and it was hydrating them to the place that they hadn't been hydrated before. So I think it also has the opportunity to lower viral loads in the intestines, you know, all of that. So I think, you know, celery juice doesn't work for everybody. The straight celery juice, you know, some people it does, but I think the hydration part of these green juices is what is life-changing. I've done all kinds of like spinach and kale and celery, cucumber, you know, all the different combinations or dandelion greens. I have a juice at Erewhon that has dandelion greens in it. It's very much great for liver, you know, detoxifier. I love dandelion, but even the simple ones like I do, the cucumber, lemon, ginger, and celery are so hydrating and full of vitamins and minerals. And they bypass the digestive system. They go right into the bloodstream and right into the cells. Mm-hmm. So I never put any fruit in my juices. I really try to just do greens and because the fruit is, I think, too much sugar going into the bloodstream.
Yeah. Other than like lemon and ginger. That's what I do too. Just like the lemon, ginger, lime sometimes.
Yeah.
And then absolutely. All the greens.
Yeah. I mean, it's so powerful, you know, because you're getting, you know, our digestive systems aren't the healthiest.
Yeah.
And we need to somehow bypass them to some degree, you know, and get these nutrients into the bloodstream and into the cells quicker, faster.
Yeah. So, do you have a specific juicer that you like? Like, what are some of your favorite juicers if people want to, you know, look into these things to do it for themselves and not buy it?
Yeah, people are always asking me this question and it's not fancy. So it's a Breville, it's Cold Fountain Plus. It's, you know, it's, I think it was like $180 on Amazon, but it's it is a heat source. So I always say to my clients or people that ask me this question, juice and drink it right away because it will not hold its nutrients.
Okay.
So I'm just lazy and I'm like things to be done fast. So that's why there's masticating juicers that are slower, that hold the nutrients better. You know, the cold press, when you buy them at places, you know, they're going to hold the nutrients better. But I just like to, you know,
get it done.
Get it done.
It won't last as long, but it's more convenient.
You don't want to save it. You just want to juice it and drink it.
Got it.
To get the benefits.
Got it. All right. So something else you touched upon that I want to highlight and give people some practical tips is the concept of detoxing and gut health and liver and gut health, basically. What are some of your favorite ways, like maybe some specific things? You mentioned dandelion being one of them. What are some other things that people can bring in to support these detox pathways?
Well, I love probiotics, you know, of course. I think that, you know, in terms of creating more beneficial bacteria in the gut is really crucial. I know it's a little controversial these days, like in terms of taking probiotics and are they really working, right? But taking probiotics for myself has been life-changing. So I usually do take a lot of 50 to 100 billion every day to build up that beneficial bacteria so that it can, I think the, you know, more beneficial bacteria protects your gut from these viruses and fungus and mold that we get, right? Mm-hmm. Somewhat. It's also helps digestion, helps mood, helps you break down your food better. It's just, a better environment. Also probiotic foods. I love coconut kefir. It's hard to find elsewhere outside of LA for some reason, but they do fermented coconut drinks here and just 2 ounces is full of beneficial bacteria, coconut yogurts. Do you have those? You do have coconut, fermented.
There's different brands out there. I've seen them in different cities as well. Yeah, but if they're in Pittsburgh, they're pretty much anywhere.
Okay, I was going to say they
not
are.
Quite,
yeah,
not quite, but
right, because my clients are having a hard time. They find the Kavita, the fermented water, you know, but they're not finding the coconut, fermented coconut. So, and I love kimchi and sauerkraut and all of those things I do. I'm very much all about the beneficial bacteria in the gut. I think that's very helpful. Also, bitter greens, like dandelion greens are, I mean, I crave them. Arugula. Sometimes I even take a handful of arugula before I eat to help with digestion.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
So, but arugula, radicchio, kale, anything bitter is really phenomenal for helping create more bile. Yeah. You know, milk thistle is, of course, like a no-brainer. I think that, you know, sort of probably everybody should be taking milk thistle before they go to bed.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So, I mean, one thing that I'm recommending for patients that have hypochlorhydria, decreased hydrochloric acid, is our digestive bitters, but they're from these bitter greens that you're talking about. Start with food. Start there. I mean, this is some great ideas. Do you like any specific teas? Like, do any of these you have in tea form? I'm like I'm a tea junkie, so I want to know if you drink tea.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love, well, the traditional medicinals makes, you know, beautiful teas. And I love their detox tea, which is fantastic. And also I'm a big fan of licorice root. I love that for the gut. And I also love that for adrenals too. Yeah. I think that was a lifesaver. I did licorice root extract liquid and it was like life-changing for me, but the tea is so beautiful. Mm. You know, also too, what's really, really crucial is motility. I mean, these days, clients are constipated like crazy and they're going to the bathroom once a day and they think that's enough.
Yeah. Or other day or every three days. And they think because the formation is normal or what they consider normal, they think it's fine.
Right.
Good. Thanks for bringing that up.
It is not okay. That's also another epidemic, right? You know, one time a day is considered for me constipated. Mm-hmm. So we need to increase motility and that is with, you know, hydration, that is with like actually fiber too. So we need to increase our fiber intake. That's why I love, you know, just lots of legumes and beans. I am, you know, a bit into that plant world in terms of proteins, gluten-free oats, you know, flax, chia seeds. I mean, we're getting about 15 grams of fiber per day. We need to be getting double that.
Okay.
So that's also really important. And I love MAG07. But you don't want to use it ongoing. I don't know how you feel about it, but it does clean out your intestines and it kind of helps get you back on track.
So it's a type of magnesium, right? Magnesium oxide or something like that.
Oxide.
This.
It's oxygenated magnesium, or just taking magnesium every night before you go to bed to keep you regular is really crucial.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's also the hydration, the, you know, going to the bathroom every day, like these juices will keep you, you know, regular and detoxed, the bitter greens.
All good stuff. Something you touched upon that I think that is not talked enough about, and you mentioned it a few times here, but I want to bring it forth to talk more about it, is that intracellular dehydration and how that could be one of the major components as to why people are seeing benefits from these green juices, right? I agree with you. I mean, the research coming out of, like, it's not very new research, but in the past decade or so, of gel water and this sort of the foods that we have are in many ways more hydrating than if somebody just had a straight glass of water. Is that what you're seeing with your clients?
Yes. I mean, I always, you know, we don't have enough minerals. I feel like, you know, we don't have minerals in the soil and in our food, and we're not absorbing our food and breaking it down to the way we need to be able to absorb, to have water go into the cells, right? So that's, I think, the issue. And so I love, you know, any hydrating powders. I mean, there is one that I like. I'm not, you know, it has a little citric acid, which I'm not excited about, but Ultima Replenisher is something I've used over the years. It has really elevated people's hydration. I just do one packet a day because of the citric acid, because I think that could not be so good for you if you do too much of that. It's sweetened with stevia, so I like that because I do like stevia, not too much either. Mm-hmm. Or sea salt, even a pinch of sea salt in your water is really beautiful. Or, you know, throwing chia seeds in there with a pinch of sea salt or getting those minerals, those macro minerals.
Electrolytes and fiber. Yeah. For this ad break, I want you to take a break. Unclench your jaw, relax your shoulders, and take a deep breath. Come on, you can do it. Sometimes we all need a reminder to take a little time for ourselves. and Calm can help. I'm partnering with Calm, the number one mental wellness app, to give you the tools that improve the way you feel. Clear your head with guided daily meditations. Improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks. And drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories. And if you go to calm.com/Will Cole, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming and new content is added every week. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds. Sleep more, stress less, live better with Calm. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/Will Cole. Go to calm.com/Will Cole for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/Will Cole. Patients often ask me what I recommend for snacks. People love their snacks. I love snacks too. There's nothing wrong. But we want to make sure it's nutrient dense, it's healthy, and it's delicious. All of it is important. And many patients ask me, okay, what did I do when I have just like, I want something in between lunch and dinner. I want that 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon snack that isn't going to derail me for the rest of the day, that makes me feel great in my body. And believe me, I've tried a lot of the so-called healthy snacks out there, but I found most of them are either tasteless or really taste horrible, or they're loaded with sugar or empty calories and leave me hungry again 20 minutes later. No good. Which is why I was so excited when I found Paleo Valley 100% grass-fed beef sticks. They're made with 100% grass-fed and finished beef, plus certified organic spices for a delicious and filling protein snack. I keep one in my glove box of my car. I'm having it in between consulting patients online. I love these things so freaking much. Plus, Paleo Valley beef sticks are naturally fermented, so they have a long shelf life without the use of harsh chemicals. And what's really cool is this natural fermentation causes gut-friendly probiotics in the sticks. So you're helping to heal your gut and properly digest all the beneficial protein and nutrients with every bite. Plus, of course, they are gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. I mean, what do you think I am? Some sort of animal? And they're perfect for anyone on a low-carb or sugar-free diet because they are carb-free and every flavor is sugar-free with the exception of teriyaki, which has only 2 grams of organic honey. I mean, yes, please. It's freaking delicious. They come in 5 different delicious flavors, so there's one for everyone in the family to enjoy. My personal favorite has to be the jalapeno. I love the teriyaki as well, but the jalapeno, probably number one. It has just the right amount of spice and has chunks of real jalapeno. With over 10 million sold and a 5-star rating on Amazon, they only continue to grow in popularity. If you want to find out what all the hype is about, go to paleovalley.com and use my code DRWILL for 15% off your order. And thanks to their 60-day 100% money-back guarantee and excellent customer service, I mean, seriously, I love these guys. I know them personally. So good. You can basically try these risk-free today. Go to paleovalley.com and use the code DRWILL, that's DRWILL, Dr. Will, all one word, no punctuation, for 15% off today.
Another way that I really am a major advocate for to support gut health, which is a major detox pathway in the body or system within the body, is our soups. And your soup cleanse is legendary in Los Angeles and within the wellness world. So tell us about that, what you've seen soups being able to do, what they've been able to do for people's health, why they've been able to help people. And when are you going to start shipping around the country?
I know. I'm trying so desperately to figure out how to do a modified program, you know, because there's so much to this program because there are fresh, you know, salads every day with different dressings and the soups every night and detox tonic, homemade bar, fermented veggies.
Bars are amazing. I love your bars.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you talk about soups.
What is so beautiful? It's just like the juices, Will. It's like a lot of my soups are pureed. So again, you're bypassing the digestive system a bit. It's easier, you know, for it to go into the system and you're absorbing the nutrients. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to do for people is even, you know, cooked soups are easier to digest, but the pureed soups are like so beautiful in regards to like getting these nutrients. And on my cleanse, you get 50 plus vegetables in the week. I mean, most people don't even get that in the lifetime, actually, but they are getting so many different varieties of vegetables and antioxidants and vitamins and minerals. And it's just like 5 days they can reset their body with these soups or, you know, salads and soups or, you know, it's really beautiful. And they're also, you know, we do put some legumes and beans and hemp seeds. We always have protein in the soups. So, or some cashews, we don't overdo the fat, but we definitely, you know, always trying to balance the fat and the protein and the fiber. So we definitely want people to, you know, it's so easy on the digestive system. That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. They're giving their digestive system a break.
Yeah. Cause it's so pre-digesting it in a way, taking the work off. Cause even digesting these healthy foods, especially vegetables can like raw vegetables can be a lot of work for people. And that's why I see a lot of people, and I know you see people too, that are going for lots of raw vegetables because that's the epitomization of health food, but that's not meeting their gut where it's at. And they're getting bloated and GI pain from all these salads and raw vegetables and things like soups or even juices really can make things more bioavailable and more gentle on your system. I love that.
The juices, the soup, and I'm not exactly a smoothie girl, but I know a lot of people out there are, you know, those three things are exceptional. As long as you don't add a lot of, you know, fruit to any of it and they're low sugar, it's like a home run to get to elevate people's health.
Yeah, truly. It's funny. I had Amy Shaw on the show. Do you know Dr. Shaw?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's a longtime friend of mine too. She calls them the four S's, soups, smoothies, salads, scramble was the other one. Scramble.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like adding vegetables to like a scramble, which I think it's what we're talking about here. It's like really giving the gut a break, but getting a lot of nutrient dense foods in. All right. One thing that I wanted to talk about too that you mentioned earlier is trauma and its connection to our health. I don't think specifically autoimmunity. Can you tell, I know you touched upon it, but I'd like to dig in there as far as what you know through, for yourself through healing from that past trauma, what that can do for our physical health.
Oh my God. It's life-changing, you know, to be able to like really get in touch with your trauma and be able to let it go. We don't ever fully let it go. I think can really change a illness, a health issue. I mean, Radical Remission is one of my favorite cancer books out there, you know, with Kelly Turner. I mean, those stage four cancers who have dealt with their trauma, their stress, their PTSD, and then didn't do Western meds and were able to heal their stage four cancer is like incredible. Yeah. And I've seen that with my clients too. And I think for myself as well, with my aging process, to be able to let go and deal with this trauma. Getting to the root of trauma is tricky. As you know, it's like, you know, the plant medicine was really powerful and fast-tracked me. But over the years, I've worked with a lot of energy healers, you know, to release the trauma, breath work, and you know, just the journaling, like just to really get in touch and release it or to make friends with it, you know, not to be afraid of it.
Yeah.
That is the biggest thing of all. I mean, when you're in trauma mode, you're in fight or flight. And there's no way to really get past a health issue when you're in fight or flight mode. So we have to figure out a way to get out of it. Right.
Yeah.
So that I think in itself, I remember on one of the journeys, my shaman said, where do you want to put the energy that you feel? And I had all this energy between my fingertips and I put it on my thyroid. I just like went right to the thyroid. And I think that's so powerful, you know, to send love and energy and, you know, good vibes to the parts of your body that you want to heal can be also incredible in terms of the healing process.
Yeah.
I think that's the crux of, you know, getting us past these autoimmune issues, getting, yes, stress, sleep, healthy diet, but getting to that crux of the trauma or PTSD, right?
And in many ways, I think that like the mantra that I'm always saying to patients is you can't heal a body you hate. But I think that the food changes, like the best food changes, the best whatever wellness practice you want to talk about on a clinical nutrition level or supplements or juicing or souping, all these things we're talking about. If you're leading from a place of love, like if you really start that process, not that you have it all sorted out, but if you start to really leading from that place of how can I show my body love, that's way more to me, not the cart before the horse. You know, so many people start with the other stuff, which it's short-lived because they're kind of still carrying that baggage and that negative relationship they have with themselves and food and their body. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. That was me until I was 58. You know, I was like, I was doing all the right things. Like you said, I was juicing, taking supplements, you know, getting blood work done, trying to get to the root, probiotics, taking care of my gut, exercising, you know, sleeping, but I hadn't gotten past the trauma. I hadn't gotten past the love, like really feeling the true love for myself, like really honoring who I am as a person. Yeah. And, you know, that in itself was anti-aging, life-changing, I think, you know, helping me put my autoimmune into remission, also open up the possibilities of what comes into your world, the people who come into your world, and, you know, the possibilities of things, finding your passion and your purpose. That's also been a big topic, I know, for people in the last years in the wellness space. You know, when you do find, you can't find that until you figure out, you know, what you love about yourself.
Yeah, beautifully said. All right, my friend, are you ready for a rapid fire that you've never, like one like you've never had before?
I am ready. I hope so.
All right, everybody, grab your soups and your juices.
And your juices.
We're going. All right, number one, if you could only eat one food for survival, you're stuck on an island, this is completely based on nutrient density, what food would that be?
Oh my God, it's so hard. I was going to say dandelion greens. I'm obsessed.
I love that. We're talking raw,
I mean raw, juice, whatever. Yeah, there's a dandelion salad at Erewhon that I just can't get enough of.
I love that.
For people that
don't know about Erewhon, Erewhon is the, how would you describe it? It is a beautiful oasis of wellness proportions.
It is. It is the leading edge in terms of wellness, in terms of products, what they have to offer. You know, just like they have really upped the ante in terms of, you know, what is available.
Yeah. Beautifully curated wellness experience of grocery store.
Yes.
All right. Number two, if you had to eat one food for the rest of your life, regardless of health benefits, purely on taste, what would it be? You can go as dirty as you want to get.
Okay, I would probably have to say, oh God, these are hard. one, oh my God, that is so hard. I mean, I know this sounds, I mean, I have to say raspberries.
Right. This is who we're talking to. We're talking to someone that's so wellness that
that's crazy. Purely,
I that am raspberries obsessed. Are living I'm, on the wild side
I'm
for you.
I'm a little obsessed with raspberry. Yeah.
All right. What are two supplements that have been the biggest changers for you?
Probiotics, really high quality probiotics. I would say high quality glutathione, liposomal glutathione.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh God, there's also NAD too, but anyway.
All right. Well, let's do three. NAD, any specific NAD that you like?
You know, True Niagen has been a good one. So.
Yeah. Okay. For people that don't know, it's a precursor to nicotinamide. It basically, the nicotinamide riboside helps to support NAD levels, which declines as we age for cellular health, how I would say it. Okay. So what is your latest non-food, non-supplement, just biohack or wellness tool that you're really into?
I would say like the infrared, even the higher dose blanket. Love that.
I have one. Yeah. I love that one.
You'd love it,
higher
right?
Higher dose sauna blanket. It's like, it's very nice if you don't have a lot of space, which I don't have a space for a master sauna. So I just roll it under my bed. It's very convenient.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I love that.
Very cool. All right. What is one wellness myth you would like to dispel? once and for all.
That soy is bad for you?
Interesting. All right. I've had someone else say that too. I forget who it was on the show. Explain that.
Well, you know, it's a phytoestrogen. I mean, if it's a whole soy product, it's like a beautiful protein source. It's a incredible food. It, you know, helps excrete estrogen out of the body, you know, and people who eat soy and, you know, Okinawa have long lives and don't have, you know, cancer and all of those things. But it's when we process the soy and when it's
genetically modified.
Yes, genetically modified, all of that. It's not organic. Then we get into trouble. We get into trouble with all kinds of foods that are like that, right?
Right. But, yeah, you know who it was that said that too? It was Dr. Nigma Taleb, who, you know, mutual friend. Yeah. She said the same thing. You guys had the same answer there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I like tempeh and natto. These are fermented, organic, non-GMO soy. I like, those are good sources.
And edamame, because it's a whole source.
Yes,
yeah.
I love edamame too. Like perfect. With coconut aminos.
Yeah, 1 cup of edamame is 20 grams of protein.
Awesome. And it's a complete plant protein too. Yeah, good point. Good point. All right, what is one wellness brand? It could be a food, it could be a snack, it could be a product that you've really been loving lately.
You know, I just, oh God, I wish I had had these prior. No, it would be, oh, there's so many. It's so hard. I would say, you know, Quiksilver is a great, I love the brand. I love their liposomal C, you know, I love their Ultra Binder for detoxing. I mean, I think that I love liquids, you know, I love kind of liquids and powders and things like we were talking about with the juices and soups, like they're, you know,
they're a good brand.
They're a really good high quality brand, small, you know, not very big, but
they may have, I think they may have a liposomal glutathione too. I could be wrong.
They do.
On that.
It's not very strong though.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not really strong enough.
Yeah. Okay. You like the real deal. You like the strong stuff. The potent stuff.
Strong stuff.
Straight up. All right. Yeah. What is, you know what? I didn't tell you these questions beforehand, but I kind of like the, like, you don't know what you're going to get.
Bean
this
cluster?
Is part of the fun. What is one spiritual or mindfulness practice or tool that has really helped you the most?
Well, I have mantras that are life-changing. And I think when I did the journey, each time I do a journey, I come up with a new mantra. And the first one was, all I need is love, you know, and it just kind of really does put myself, like I said earlier, back in my body and calms my, I think, endocrine system down. It just is. The other mantra is I have everything I need.
I love that.
Personally, I have everything I need in life, you know.
Abundant mindset.
Right. It's just the mantras can be so powerful when you really... when there are mantras that really hit home and when you do say them to yourself over and over again, and they do help, you know, put yourself into a like calmer space, it's life-changing.
Truly. If you could only use one skincare product, what would that be?
I mean, right now I have been using Tata Harper's products. I love their stuff.
She's been on the show.
Yeah, just awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Which ones of what are your favorite Tata Harper products?
The elixir is really been amazing. So I use the elixir and the moisturizer. So but
she calls them like a botanical Botox alternative. Like liquid injectables, I think how she called it, but you know,
it's for what absolutely it's worth. For someone my age, like it's been incredible for my skin. Cool. Yeah.
Shout out to Tata Harper.
Yeah.
All right. Lastly, you're off the hook after this question. What is one book that you've read in the last year? It doesn't have to be a health book. It could be any book that's really inspired you.
Because usually they're health books. That's the problem.
It can be.
It was Radical Hope. It was Kelly Turner's new book, Radical Hope. It was, I don't know. I get so much inspiration from people that really do step up and want to change their lives and really get past a health issue and age like in a vibrant way, you know, and thrive in their life. And those stories are just incredible. I could just read that over and over again, just to keep getting inspiration, you know, and also give my clients inspiration, like give them hope, give them the idea that they can get past anything. They can heal from anything if they put their mind to it.
Beautifully. Well, I mean, what an amazing ending to this epic conversation. Alyssa Goodman, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. And I appreciate you too. Keep up the good work. And well, I don't know how you do it all. Like it has to be getting crazier and crazier with just, you know, what's happening out there in the world and people needing to like know more about what they need to do.
Yeah.
You know, not just surface stuff.
There's an awakening.
Thank God. Like,
it is. I think people are awakening up to doing something different, to see something different. So thanks for being a part of that movement.
Thank you for having me on.
If you want to learn more about Alyssa's amazing work, you can check it all out at alyssagoodman.com. At the end of every episode, I'll be answering a question from one of you guys. Nothing is off limits. Ask me anything. And you can send your questions over to me on Instagram or Facebook. As a functional medicine practitioner, it's been fun seeing the questions that have come in on different food philosophies, wellness trends, and ways to approach overall mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Thanks for those. And I'm looking forward to seeing what else is on your mind. Now it's time for another Ask Me Anything. Today's question is from Shane. Shane asks, what was the last guilty pleasure food you ate with zero guilt? Great question, Shane. I don't want to get too philosophical with you because maybe that's not the point of the question, but just to let you know, my perspective on this is that I don't feel like there should be any shame or guilt around foods. I think it really should be about eating as a form of self-respect. And I love feeling great more than I miss foods that don't make me feel great. So what I do is just find alternatives of maybe things I had when I was younger or things that I enjoy. There are so many amazing, healthy, delicious, really yummy choices as alternatives for things. So I really don't have guilt anytime with food. And that's really my message to my patients, what I'm really teaching them of what I call food peace, is having this deep inner tranquility around your meals and using meals as medicine, but also really loving the foods that you eat too and getting enjoyment out of them. And I don't think it has to be either or, where it's like eating healthy or eating foods that taste really good. It can be both and. And I really want people to find food peace for themselves. That's what I talk about with my patients. It's what I talk about in all the books. That's what intuitive fasting's about. It's what the inflammation spectrum is about, and it's what Ketotarian is about. It's really this message of food peace and freedom from restrictive dieting mentality. But with that said, that's probably not what the answer you were looking for, Shane. There's no guilt. There should be no guilt. There should be no shame when it comes to foods. I like most of the foods I'm having. So there's like different levels, right? I mean, there's the foods that are freaking delicious that also are good for me. There's foods that I don't really love, but I can tolerate them or they're okay. And I eat them because they're good for me. And then there's a third level of like things I really don't like, but I can tolerate because they're good for me. And then there's an even lower level of things that are good for me, but I really just, I'd hate them and I don't go for them. I don't go to that level. Sometimes you have to be consistent with that lower level and you can change your perspective on it, your inner resistance towards that. But oftentimes I don't need to go there because I have so many other things to pick from. And then obviously there's the foods that are delicious in theory, but really will sabotage how you want to feel. It's going to disrupt your microbiome. It's going to raise inflammation. It's going to make you feel really sucky. It's not worth it for me. It's a bad trade-off. And I want every single person, whether they're my patient or they're just listening to this podcast or they read the books, I want them to have that freedom for themselves, where it's not this list of do's or don'ts. You can eat whatever you want, but it's that you love feeling so freaking amazing more than you thought you missed something that's gonna really sabotage and dim the light that you've built for yourself. So no guilty pleasure whatsoever, just freaking delicious food that also makes me feel good. But if I had to say one food that I'd probably eat too much of, but I really don't care because I enjoy it, is peanut butter. Love peanut butter, organic peanut butter. It's like Valencia peanut, so it's lower in mold and it's freaking amazing. I have it by the spoonful and there's zero shame. It's fine. It's not something that is necessarily the healthiest thing under the sun to be having copious amounts of, but I love it. And it is a food that brings me joy. So I guess that's answering your question in a way, Shane. There you go. Peanut butter all day, every day. Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back again next Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.